Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Black Israel Talk Radio. This is your boy, Black Israel, coming at you live out of Washington, D.C., the most corrupted city in the world. I want to say shalom to all my brothers and sisters worldwide. I want to say shalom to my group on Facebook, Black Israel Nation Talk Radio. Shalom. You know what I'm saying? I want to get all praises to the Most High God, which is our Messiah Christ, which is God's name in the Hebrew, Yahweh. Christ's name is Yahweh Shah in the Hebrew. Okay, we got a good show tonight. I want to thank everybody for coming in. Again, you can always listen to my show on Facebook at Israel Black 37. You know what I'm saying? You can listen to the show on the phone by calling in at 646-787-8052, and you listen on the show live. You know what I'm saying? But you also listen on Facebook. You also listen to it on Twitter, you know, at Black Israel 96. Okay, now tonight's show, we got a good one today. You know what I'm saying? I hope a lot of you also want to say shalom to my online class online. Shalom, brothers and sisters. So I got my online class. Again, today's show is going to be the breakdown of the dietary laws. And you know what I'm saying? So we're going to definitely break that down on the dietary laws, because a lot of these churches think the dietary laws are done away. So what do the King James Bible 1611 say about the dietary laws? Are they done away with? We're going to see. We're going to see if it's done away with. You know what I'm saying? We're going to see if you can still eat them crab legs, them shrimps, scavengers, you know what I'm saying, crawfish. You know, because I know a lot of people down in Louisiana love them crawfish and all that type of stuff. We're going to see if that's against the book. You know what I'm saying? Do we eat pork, that swine, that bootlegged pastor who like to eat that swine after he have a sermon on a Sunday? He go down the basement and eat him a ham dinner, you know what I'm saying, smuggled with gravy. We'll see if that's supposed to be even going on in the church, okay? So we got a great show today, all right? So what we going to do, the first scripture we're going to go to, y'all. So a lot of y'all, I didn't get y'all pen and paper, you know what I'm saying, to brush off the dust off your Bible, you know what I'm saying? And let's get this thing going. The first scripture we're going to go to, we're going to go to Acts, the 10th chapter. The Acts, the 10th chapter, verse 11. Now, I'm going to go through this because I only got a half an hour on the show. So we're going to go through this a little quick, but I'm going to get to the point. The point, the reason why I'm going to Acts, the 10th chapter, because this is one of the scriptures that the churches, the religion churches, the corrupted religion churches, with this Bible had nothing to do with religion. Let's get that one crazy. I'm Black Israel from the tribe of Judah. This had nothing to do with religion. This had to do with the laws and the judgments and the commandments of the Most High God. Christ never taught religion. So let's get that out your mind. He never taught religion. He talked about the commandments and the laws and the judgments of the Most High God. So let's get that straight. Now, the reason why we're going this again, because a lot of Christians try to use this particular scripture to justify they can eat all this pork, crabs, and creepy thing, all these old creepy foods and scavengers. You know what I'm saying? But in actuality, we're going to prove that in Acts, the 10th chapter, Peter, when he had the dream, it wasn't talking about food. The answer is in the Bible. It was talking about people. Because we need to understand, first we need to understand that when Israel, when the Roman Empire, when the Greeks went in there and they took over Israel and went into our homeland, took over Israel, you got most of the Israelites went into captivity. When they went into captivity, some of them went back. It was a custom thing that when you was a Jew, you don't supposed to mingle with the other nations because they consider unclean. So if you got brothers and sisters still doing the things of the other nation, doing it, dressed like whatever, they're going to consider them brothers as being unclean in them other nations. Because remember, God made it clear that he scattered the Israelites in the four corners of the earth among the heathens, among the Gentiles. Okay, so we had brothers who was living among the Gentiles, and it was custom that we didn't mingle with the Gentiles because it was considered unclean. So we're going to prove that. All right, Acts 10 chapter, verse 11. This is what it said. And I, check it, come on, get that Bible out. Come on, y'all, come on, class, get that Bible out. It said, and saw heaven open and a certain vessel descending unto him, as it has been a great sheet knit at the four corners. So this is what Peter was looking at. He was having a dream. He was looking at this dream, okay? It's coming down to heaven. You know what I'm saying? This dream, the spirit, okay? We're going to verse 12. Where then were all manners of four-foot beasts and creepy things and fowls of the air? Okay? Again, he's still having his vision. Okay, he's still having this vision, this creepy thing, scavengers, you know, catfish, the creepy crawfish. Oh, he see all these creepy, unclean things. See this is what the churches tried to use. We're going to verse 13. We're still in Acts, the 10th chapter, verse 13. And there came a voice to him, raise Peter, kill and eat. Okay, there's a voice came out of heaven telling him, you know, raise, you know what I'm saying, kill and eat. Verse 14, this is what Peter said. This is what the brother Peter said. But Peter said, not so, Lord. I have never eaten anything that is common or unclean. I want y'all to remember these key words that I'm saying right now in verse 14. So write it down on your notes on the side, class. Be aware of what I just said. I'm going to read it again. Brother Peter, this is what Peter said. But Peter said, not so, Lord. For I had never eaten anything that is, remember this key word, common or unclean. Remember that. Please remember that. Make a note on the side. Verse 15, and the voice spoke unto him again, the second time, and time. What God has cleansed that call not thou common. So the voice of the Most High saying, Peter saying that, no, I never ate anything unclean. You know what I'm saying? I never ate anything like that. Lord, I don't eat that. You know what I'm saying? And the voice said, wherever the Lord said, again, you know, whenever the Lord said cleanse, don't call it common. Don't call it unclean. If the Lord says clean, don't call it unclean. Now, this is the particular verses that the churches use. The bootlegged religion church are misleading the people in the church, make them believe that, oh, look at here, and it's the thing. Peter, then when God told Peter to eat the unclean thing, God said it's clean, so you can pray over and eat it. That's what the churches tried to use excuse for you to eat the pork and the crab legs, shrimps, and all that type of stuff. But it's wrong. It's wrong because the key word, as we read on, just bear with me, we're going to get to the answer. It's going to be that. So we're going to read verse 17. Okay, now why Peter, then check this out. Even Peter was having some doubt. Now listen to this, verse 17. Now why Peter doubt in himself what this vision which he had seen should mean. Behold, the men which were sent from Cornelius had made inquiries of Simon. Okay, house, and stood before the gate. Now, Peter himself in verse 17, Peter had doubts. He had doubts about the dream himself. The key word, Peter doubted himself, okay, with the vision which he had seen. He didn't even understand the vision. He wasn't even sure about the vision because he was saying to himself, now, wait a minute. The law said, according to the law of the law in the New Testament, as well as the Old Testament, you know what I'm saying, we should not eat they got to have fins and scales in the water. Well, I know we can't eat crabs and we can't eat pork because it says do not eat swine. So we know that's in the law. So he was like, wait a minute, I really don't understand the dream. So let's get to the answer. Let's skip and get to the answer. Okay, class, I need y'all to go to verse. I need y'all to go. The answer's in verse 28. It's the answer. You got to listen so you can be able to catch it. Okay? Here we go. Acts 10, verse 28. We're just going to get to the point. This is what he said. And he said unto them, ye know how that it is an unlawful thing for a man that is a Jew to keep company or come unto one of another nation. Okay, let's hold it right there. So now we kind of breaking getting the answer in. So we understand it was unlawful for them to even, as a Jew, to even settle or be or have company around somebody of another nation. What we talking about, the Gentile. Now remember what I told y'all earlier, don't forget what I said in verse when I was talking about when I was saying the early in the verses I was talking about the common things, okay, and the common and unclean, okay? Remember what I told you about that. Now, we're going to finish it up. This is the next part of it. God has shown me. You hear what Peter saying there? I'm going to repeat it again. God has shown me that I should not call any man common or unclean. Did y'all get it? Remember the dream, he was confused about the dream. But then he thought on these things about the dream. In verse 14, I'm going to read it again. It said, but Peter said, not so, Lord, for I had never eaten anything that is common or unclean. And verse 15 said, and the voice spoke unto him again, a second time in time, what God has cleaned, that call not thou common. So what I'm telling you, the answer is in verse 28, y'all, in Book of Acts. It wasn't talking about food. It was talking about brothers and sisters being unclean, living among the Gentile nation. And Paul understood that these was Israelite brothers living among the Gentile nation, so therefore he had to accept them brothers and not call them common or unclean, because they were clean brothers, because they were still Israelites. They just been scattered among the other nations. You know what I'm saying? So when you hang with a nation, deal with a nation, do the things of the nation, you know what I'm saying? You start slipping away who you are spiritually. You know what I'm saying? So if they saw you hanging around, you're supposed to be a Jew, and you don't know your nationality, you don't know that you're Jew, but you are a Jew, and you hanging around other brothers, Israelites hanging around other brothers from other nations doing their custom, you won't be considered unclean. You know, you won't be considered a Gentile unclean. You know what I'm saying? But God made it clear to him, they are still brothers. These are brothers who've been scattered among all the nations. So they still Israelite brothers. And we're also going to prove that part as well, that Israel was scattered among the other nations. So for my class, do y'all understand where I'm going at? Y'all understand that? Okay. I want to make sure we're clear on that. The answer is in verse 28. We're going to read it again, because I just have to be clear, because the churches use this particular verse in Acts 10 chapter to justify they can eat pork and shrimps and crabs. And it wasn't even talking about food. It was talking about Peter. That's why Peter was confused. That's why Brother Peter was confused about the dream. He was like, wait a minute, I was having that. Wait a minute now. That's why he was confused about the dream. But 28, he clearly understood the dream in verse 28 when he said, God has shown me that I should not call any man common or unclean. That's the answer. So then he realized that, okay, now I know what the dream means. It's not talking about food. It's talking about my Israelite brothers and sisters who live in among the other nations. Okay? Now, let's go to James 1:1. Get James 1:1, people. My class, get James 1:1. We're going to go to James 1:1. And people at home or people listening online on Facebook, Shalom, I want to welcome everybody to listen to the Black Israel Talk Radio. Again, I'm your host on a Friday in a corrupted city called Washington, D.C., So we put the truth out here. That's what we do. You know, last week when I did a show, they tried to come with all this corruption, trying to mess up the studio and the airtime with a lot of Israelites, because they don't want the truth to come out. Okay, where we at, bro? Okay, we have James 1 and 1. This is what James 1 and 1 say. Then listen, catch this right here. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered of greetings. You see that? Did I catch it? He's greeting the Israelites, the ones who've been scattered abroad. Okay? What do you mean by scattered abroad? Mean the Most High may declare that he's going to scatter the Israelites abroad all nations. Okay? You know what I'm saying? So we got brothers all over. We got Israelite brothers scattered all over the world. Okay? Don't mean because they got brothers. We got brothers scattered in Korea, in Vietnam. You know what I'm saying? And you probably say, back then, what you mean they scattered in Vietnam? Because when them soldiers in the 60s went over in Vietnam to have sex with them Vietnamese women, which they shouldn't have been doing, they end up having kids by them women. You are what your father is. If your father is a black man or Hispanic, South Central American, North American, Indian, from Jamaica, from Trinidad, from Mexico, you know what I'm saying, South Central America, you are a Israelite. You are what your father is. You're not what, it's not about what your mother is. The man carries the seed. So whatever the seed of the man, that's what you are. So if your father is a white and your mother is black, then you are a white woman or you're a white man because you're the seed of your father. So a lot of them brothers went over in Vietnam over there and had sex with them women over there. And when they had them kids became Israelite babies. Okay? So this one is just give you a little clarification with that. So now we see the James saluting the brothers who've been scattered among the other nations. Okay? The further proof, we're going to go to Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, verse 64. We got to get further proof because the one thing about dealing with the so-called religion churches, we must be able to cover all bases because this is not about religion. This is not about religion at all. So we got to be able to cover all bases when it comes to this truth, okay? All things got to be proven through the scripture, and that's what we're doing. Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, verse 64, and this is what it said. And the Lord shall scatter thee among all people from one end of the earth even to the other. And thou shalt serve other gods, which neither or nor thy father has known, even wood and stone. You see what I'm saying? There you go right there. Right there in black and white in print. The Lord has scattered among all people on the face of the earth. So he scattered us among the face of the earth. So that's why it was. That's why at that time during the time of Peter and them in the New Testament, that's why they considered some of them brothers as unclean. You know what I'm saying? Because them brothers was among the other nations. But now they understood that they were still Israelite brothers who had been scattered among them people. You know what I'm saying? Because you know what I'm saying? So he understood that. So he know now they not common or unclean. Okay? These are Israelite brothers. Okay? These are Israelite brothers. Okay, hope everybody got it. Everybody get it. Everybody got it. Now, when it's mentioned about thou nor thy father worship wood or stone, that stone talking about that Allah, that rock, that Kaaba rock over in Mecca. Okay, when they walk around and pray among that rock, I know some of y'all so called Arab or sometimes some of y'all Muslims gonna get offended, but I gotta keep it real. They do walk around that rock and they pray to that rock, that Kaaba rock. That's a stone. Okay? And for us to talk about the wood, a lot of these Christians got this big, big old wood cross. Some churches got wood cross as big as your house hanging on the dang wall. Then you're walking around a lot of these Christians and these Catholics walking around with a wooden cross around their neck. You understand what I'm saying? That's a false god, walking around with a cross on your neck. You don't even supposed to walk around with a cross on your neck. When it say carry the burden, it don't mean carry the cross around your neck. It's a curd burden of the things you have to go through. Okay? It don't say curd around your neck like that. Okay? You don't supposed to do that. I think that's disrespectful to have a cross with Christ on it. You know what I'm saying? When Christ been through all that. Like I told somebody the other day, if you can see a brother wearing an Uzi around his neck and you know your brother was killed by that Uzi, would you be offended if you knew your brother or your sister were killed by that Uzi and here you got a buddy or friend or girlfriend wearing a gold Uzi around their neck? You'll be offended about that. And we're offended as Hebrew Israelite brothers and sisters, offended at the fact that you're walking around with a cross around your neck after our Messiah been beat, spit, cut, everything hit, punched on that cross like that. You know what I'm saying? So you don't even supposed to be wearing a cross on your neck. I know it shocked a lot of you all, the fact that I even say that. But it's the truth, and it makes sense. That's why I gave you the example about the Uzi. Okay? Moving on. We're going to Matthew's chapter 15, verse 11. Okay? We're going to give further proof of what we're talking about. Not that which goes into the mouth defines a man, but that which comes out of the mouth that defines a man. It's another dang on scripture that the Christians try to use to justify them being that filthy, stinky pig and that filthy crab leg, shrimp, ultras, and all that type of stuff. You know what I'm saying? That's against the law of the Bible. And this particular scripture, Matthew 15 and 11, is not talking about eating no real food. You know what I'm saying? It's not which goes into a the mouth that define a man. Okay, Christians look at that and say, oh, yeah, it's what you eat. It's not talking about it's dummy. It's talking about spiritually food. Okay, it's talking about spiritually, your mind. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So whatever is taught or brought to your taught to you in your mind, you're gonna speak it out. So if I'm taught that growing up that Christ is a white man, I can eat pork, shrimp, and all that type of stuff, that's what's going to come out of my mouth to people, teaching people that garbage. But if I'm taught right growing up or taught right as a man or any brothers and sisters who learn the truth and they get that food of knowledge, you don't eat crabs. You don't supposed to eat shrimp. You don't supposed to celebrate Christmas. You don't supposed to conduct yourself like that as women. You don't supposed to conduct yourself like a man. You don't supposed to rob your brother. You don't supposed to sleep with your brother's wife. You don't supposed to sleep with your sister's husband. You don't supposed to see when you get the full knowledge, it comes out your mouth. It comes out your mouth correctly. Okay, it comes out your mouth, then you start to understand you're getting all this food and knowledge, and then when it comes out your mouth, it's coming out your mouth corrected. Okay, again, let's read it. Matthew 15:11. Not that which goes into the mouth defines a man, but that which comes out defines a man. Okay, so again, okay, you got to get that spiritually understanding, that food of knowledge. I tell that to people all the time, food is knowledge. So it's not talking about actual food, you know what I'm saying? Not what's going in my mouth, what's come out of my mouth. So it matter. So you saying that it's not what's going in the man. So you can eat anything because it's not what goes in your mouth. Dummy, that's not what it's saying. That's not what it meant. That's not what it means, dummy. It's talking about spiritually food. Spurs your mind. So when something do come out your mouth, and we're talking about spiritually understanding, you know, cleaning your heart. Because what you think, how you think, how you present it, how you present it to people, how you teach people with it, how you post people, how you carry yourself, that spirit being on you. We're talking about spiritually food. Man, stop letting these churches carry y'all like that, brothers and sisters out here. Now, let's go to back it up. Let's go to Matthew 15 and 13. I'll give y'all time to get it. Make sure y'all write these scriptures down. Again, this is Black Israel Talk Radio coming at you live out of Washington, D.C., the most corrupted city in the world. Okay, so let's make sure y'all write all these scriptures down. It's very important that y'all write all these scriptures down, okay? It's very important, you know what I'm saying? And y'all can go, if y'all ain't got to believe what I say, go back over and study for yourself. Okay, go back over and study these scriptures for yourself. You ain't got to believe nothing Black Israel tell you. But I'm asking you, begging you, please go over these scriptures and study your scriptures yourself and go over the show and listen to the show, you know what I'm saying? So you can get the proper understanding of this. Okay, this is what Matthew 15:13 say. But he answered and said, every plant which my heavenly Father not planted should be rooted up. Okay? So what I'm saying, Christ saying out of his own mouth. Okay? That every plant, what every plant he's talking about? The word of the Most High knowledge. You plant the knowledge in you. You plant the understanding. You plant the word of God. You plant this knowledge of the Bible. You plant the laws and commandments and the judgment in your head. That's the plant he's talking about. Okay? That's the every plant he's talking about, which my heavenly Father has not should be rooted up. So if it's not in your mind, if the truth is not planted in you in your mind, and you bringing bad roots, because you listen to what people are telling you, you can eat crabs and shrimp. man, you gonna be rooted out. You gonna be rooted out the team. You know, he gonna root you right out. When you see a bad plant in your yard, what you do with that bad plant? You take the weeds out. You start taking the weeds out your yard. And that's what you become. You become a wicked weed when you're in the religious churches, listen to that garbage. When the Most High, if he didn't plant the truth in you, if you didn't get the truth from a real brother who's in this truth, you know what I'm saying? If you ain't get the real truth out this Bible from word to word, break down, understand the mystery of the Bible and the breakdown of the prophecy, and you get in from somebody else who don't know the breakdown of the Bible, you ain't nothing but a weed. You ain't nothing but a weed. That's all you are. You're a weed in a garden, and you're going to be rooted up. Okay? Now, again, I also want to add right quick why we here on the subject of Israelite. Every Israelite out here, people, is not the same. Please do not go on YouTube pulling up the Israelites on YouTube, getting the knowledge, and then when you see a bunch of brothers on there on the corner cursing and calling women bees and all this type of crazy mess, don't connect all us Israelite brothers in the same boat. You know what I'm saying? We it's like it's bad people in all nations. It's bad people. Don't connect us with other brothers because they out of the box or they don't conduct themselves in a spiritually manner. Now, some people you do got to check. Some people do got to put in their place. But don't get it twisted that every Israelite brother is like that. I'm not connected to any group out there. You understand what I'm saying? I learned as I grew in the truth. I had learned and I had to be taught. I had to be taught just like anybody, just like y'all being taught. But I was taught by the right people. You understand what I'm saying? But when them people become corrupted and things ain't right, then you got to understand you don't run into bad habits. Because brothers out there seem like they teaching truth, but they not teaching truth. So when y'all see stuff out there, brothers all out in the corner going crazy and all that, no, it's a way to teach and the way how you're supposed to conduct yourself. So I just want to throw that out there. Now let's go to Leviticus, the 11th chapter. We're gonna get into this pig and shrimps and crabs. Then we're going into the law. Leviticus, we're going to go into the laws of Leviticus. That's part of the laws, okay? Leviticus 11, we're going to go to verse 7 and 8. I'm going to read it quick. My time is getting short. And the swine, so he divided the hoof, and he clove his foot. Yet he, the pig, chews not the core, and he is unclean to you. The pig is unclean to y'all, man. Stop eating that dang on swine. Let's go to verse 8. And of this flesh should ye not eat. So you can't eat pig feet, pig ears, and all that type of madness. And their carcass should ye not touch. They are unclean to you. Okay, so now you can't eat the pig feet, people. Yeah, I know. I know a lot of y'all upset. Okay, especially a lot of my country and my north. Can't eat the pig tail and the pork, okay? Now, let's go to, right quick, let's go to Luke chapter 8, verse 30 and 32. Let's see what Christ did with the pig. And Jesus asked him, saying, what is thy name? And he says, and because thou hast many devils were entered into it. So many devils entered into this brother, right? Verse 31. And they besought him that yet would not command them to go out into the deep. Verse 32, and there was there on a herd of many swine, which is pig, feeding on a mountain, and they besought him that he would suffer them to enter into them, and he suffered them. Verse 33, and then went the devil out of the man and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down the steep place into the lake. Of the lake and choke and die, you know, went into the lake of water and drowned. So you got Christ taking a swine of pigs. The man was walking down, activated all these crazy spirits in him. The spirits wanted to come out of the man. Christ prayed the spirits come out of the man, and Christ cast the evil spirits into some swine. All the animals in the world, Christ put the evil spirit, the devil of the spirit, inside a swine of pigs. And y'all so-called Negro, Hispanic, Puerto Rican want to eat swine, pork chops, and pig feet. Come on, man. Come on off of that. Quick. We're going to go to Leviticus chapter 11, verse 9. These shall ye eat. We're talking about fish now, fish and shrimp. Leviticus chapter 11, verse 9. These shall ye eat are all in the water, wherever so fins and scales in the water. It must have fins and scales ye shall eat, okay? And verse 10 says, and all that has not fins and scales in the sea and the water, ye should not eat. So you cannot eat fins. You can't. It must have fins and scales ordered for you to eat it, people. Fins and scales. If it doesn't have fins and scales, it's abomination against the Most High God. Again, this time went quick. I want to thank everybody for listening to the Black Israel Talk Radio. Catch me next Friday. I want to thank, don't forget tomorrow's the Sabbath. Don't forget tomorrow's the Sabbath day. Get all praise. And remember, the Passover is coming up soon. I want to thank everybody for listening to my talk, my radio show this evening. I hope everybody got some understanding and knowledge of it. You know what I'm about to do? I'm about to drop the microphone. I'm out of here. Loaded cock and lame show. We loaded cock and lame.